raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. But after 10 o'clock on a Friday before Memorial Day, and oh boy, am I glad it's Memorial Day. Make sure that you spend some time and go to Walmart or the local flag shop or wherever you go and get yourself an American flag and stick it on your house or put it in the ground outside. Just, I mean, this is a year. We got to show our patriotism. We've got to remember those over 4,000 Americans who in the last 6 years have given their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then we've got to remember the hundreds of thousands of Americans that gave their lives in Korea and Vietnam and World War One and Two. And how about the Civil War? I mean, let's go back when this country was really fighting and struggling. Hell, we're a bunch of pansies now compared to what this country was going through when the Civil War was going on. Abraham Lincoln tried to unite this country and everybody wanted to tear it apart. That's what this weekend's about. That's what this weekend's about. And I hope you take at least 5 minutes in all the minutes and hours and days that click by before Tuesday morning and you come back to work and listen to us, I hope you took just 5 minutes to thank the good Lord for all he's done for this country and your family.
That's right.
I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Muslim. We ought to all send prayers up to our Allah, our God, this weekend and thank him for what he's given us on this rock called planet Earth. Because without him, it pretty much sucks. There's my speech for Memorial.
Did you just take over Rooster's rant?
No, that's all right. I get real emotional when it comes to patriotism.
You know, that's okay. That's
and I'm
good.
Fired up because you and I are going to have a hell of a battle on this.
We probably will. All right, our next guest is Chris Slattery. He founded Expectant Mother Care. It's known as EMC Frontline Pregnancy Centers in 1985 in Manhattan. It's grown to 15 office locations in six counties. I mean, this has grown big, including Westchester, Manhattan, Brooklyn, so on and so forth. He's been honored with the Champion for Life Award, pro-life tribute from John Cardinal O'Connor. Had the privilege of being the confirmation sponsor of the famous Dr. Bernard Nathanson, and a lot of folks in this arena know that name very, very well. The producer in the acclaimed videos, The Silent Scream and Eclipse of Reason. Now, Chris is opened New York City's first full-time crisis pregnancy center locations and quickly implemented on-site clinic care, ultrasound, prenatal care programs 20 years ago to supplement the main work of crisis pregnancy counseling. Now, what's going to happen on our interview, Chris is going to share with everybody the behind-the-scenes things that's going on. We got a picture of him up on the screen here if you're at www.maxworldlive.
It's W, you hillbilly.
Okay, anyway. You know, the blood, sweat, and tears put in by pro-life activists across America leading to, as he calls it, the moral sea change towards life. And I know that we are going to have some conversation. Is Chris on the line? Chris, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rooster and Max on the other microphone.
Chris, how are you? Where do you hail from today?
Well, actually, I'm on the way back from Richmond, Virginia to New York City from a major pro-life conference.
I'm stopped
in Maryland at this very moment.
Is our side collecting more and more soldiers in this battle to end baby killing?
Absolutely. We saw a great crowd at this conference of the people who are on the front line, people that are doing the work in America's crisis pregnancy centers, which counsel over 300,000 girls and women per year nationally and over 2,000 centers.
My question is, Chris, why did you get involved in this? What started this for you?
I became a serious Christian, and I realized that I had to care for the least of these. That was Christ's commandment. And the most defenseless human beings in America are the unborn, who have no voice and must be defended, unfortunately, by the citizens and are not being defended by the government. And if we don't come out of our living rooms and take the initiative, we will lose hundreds of thousands of more babies per year that could have been saved had we cared enough.
Well, for but, Chris, hang on.
First, now, Chris, understand, Rooster is a baby killer.
No, I'm not.
And I stand next to you with Christ.
No. You know what? I was raised a Christian, Chris, and I have to tell you a couple of things. First of all, this world is getting inundated with a whole bunch of people, and it's getting pretty heavy, okay? And how it's going to hang in the universe much longer when we let every single person get born is beyond me. But let me give you my feelings about pro-life or pro-choice, okay? And I understand the Gallup polls are leaning more to the pro-life. I understand on the male side, we're kind of split in the middle there. But I do not believe that it's right to have an abortion just for the sake of having an abortion. Just because a little girl out there decides she wants to have sex when she's 16, 17, 18, 20, 25, or 35, or 45, and goes, guess what? I want to have sex, don't want to have protected sex, and I've got a kid, I don't want to deal with it. I don't believe that abortion is correct. But for incest, for rape, I believe that that is correct.
Are you? All right, well, I'd like to talk today about the 99% of abortions, not the 1% exceptions. Can we agree to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, in other words, you don't want to talk about
then on the hard cases, but let's not waste time talking about 1% of the topic.
And when you say that, you're referring to incest or rape.
Right.
Okay, I agree with you. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Actually, the federal government will pay for rape, incest, and the life of the mother abortions. There are less than a couple of hundred a year in the United States paid for by the federal government. Barack Obama wants to change that. But let's talk about the 1.25 million abortions that are done for economics and social reasons. Can we?
You bet. Let's go.
Okay. So, I mean, what we're seeing, first of all, is a Gallup poll that is shown for the first time nationally of a sampling of Americans that the majority of Americans now describe themselves as pro-life. Now, remember, we are a country founded by Protestants that established laws going back into the 1800s that decided to include the unborn under the protection of the American flag. Not Roman Catholics who started the modern pro-life movement, but the old, ordinary laws on the books in all our states established by mainland Protestants in the 1800s, and abortion was even decried by the New York Times, believe it or not, back in the old days. The state that I'm from is where abortion really started in a heavy-duty way, was openly advertised by madams and on, old-fashioned abortion clinics when the methods were pretty rough and ready.
Right.
And now we have a movement of people that are Christians, Catholics, Jews, that have banded together to try and restore protection that was taken away by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973. And we are now under a government that is the most pro-abortion, pro-choice government in the United States in modern times. We see a Democrat Party that has taken complete control of our United States government, headed by the most hardcore abortion advocate to hold public office in American history, named Barack Obama. Now, he is trying to take away every single protection that ever was put in to include the unborn as part of the human community. He does not believe the human community includes unborn children, or even children that had a botched abortion who were born alive and actually are in a tray. He wants those babies born alive in a tray, on a counter, in an abortion clinic. He wants them to be intentionally killed once they're completely out of the womb. He voted for no protection or life-saving mechanisms for babies breathing on their own. This is neonatal infanticide. So we have a president that goes beyond abortion for all 9 months, who wants to expand the killing out of the womb. So this is scary. And I believe the trend in the last 6 months, there has been an Obama factor. People have been shocked. Even many people who voted for Obama They have been shocked to learn about Obama's positions on abortion, which he has put in with zeal in his first 100 days in office.
We're talking with Chris Slattery. He is, or Slattery, excuse me. He is a pro-life advocate from the city of New York, and he joins us today after just being at a rally of like-minded people. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you just to explain to me, Chris, how this president can justify killing these children. They're not even babies. I mean, well, I know they're babies, but they're now living, breathing children in a delivery room. How does he justify that? We'll talk about that when we come back live. I'm J. Michael McCoy, starring Rooster McRoberts. This is MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family and America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice, and I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right.
Here we go.
17 after the hour. Welcome to the Friday kickoff to Memorial Weekend here in MaxWorldLive.com. If you live in my town, Woodlands Parkway off of Hickman, I'm putting up my Memorial Weekend flag tribute. I have 12 flags that flew at the healing fields here at Homestead Insurance Company a few years ago, and each one of those flags has a yellow ribbon on it, and on that yellow ribbon is the name of an American citizen who died in 9/11, an innocent American life in one of the towers, or a fireman, or a policeman, or an EMT. Their name is on those yellow ribbons, and I encourage you to stop by and see that. And no matter where you live in this country, I hope you take a time, a moment, to hug your kids, to call your parents, tell them how much you love them. If you know anybody in the military, thank them for serving. This is the weekend.
That's right.
When we tell people in this country how much they mean to us and what they've done for us in this country. That's what Memorial Day and weekend is all about. All right, our guest today is Chris Flattery. He is Slattery. I keep saying Flattery. Chris, I'm sorry. Chris Slattery, and he's an amazing man in the fight for the right for women to not kill babies and have abortions. Now, we have a chat room up, and there was a comment that you wanted to make on one of the chats, Mister.
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of items, and thanks so much in our chat room at www. Thank you, maxworldlive.com.
W.
That's fine. You know what? You can say it.
Hillbilly.
Well, yeah, Tennessee.
www.
Anyhow, what I was going to say is, you know, they're talking about rape, incest, and I know that's the 1%, Chris, and I'm not getting on that. But for the religious right, and I don't know if anybody's ever read the beginning of the book, so to speak, and there's a little bit in the scripture that talks about, and he breathed life into them. Now, Chris was bringing up laying the baby, and you're painting a picture. I mean, you're painting a picture, laying the baby still alive on the tray and then killing them. I'm sorry. Do not agree with that. That is wrong. Prior to being born, prior to taking that breath of life that the religious right and all you Christians out there want to use, okay, if they haven't taken the breath of life, then they're not alive at that particular point in time. That's in your Bible. You just read it, and it's there, all right? My position is you're not killing a baby at that particular point in time. Again, I don't believe that you should do it indiscriminately. I believe there is a right to life as far as that goes. I'm not a liberal, okay, to the other you streamer that came in here. I'm not a liberal. I'm a very conservative person.
You're a baby killer.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, absolutely not. So now, let's not get off on the 1%, but I needed to make that point, Chris.
Whatever.
What did this president that's saying kill them after they're out of the womb, kill them when they're on the table, kill them when they're in the tray, I think that's wrong. What do we do? What do we do?
Well, we need to get the word out that this president has some serious issues, and you know, while we respect his courageous fight for many other values in our country, and he's a great role model to young people, and I understand why so many people love his style and his articulate way of expressing himself. We can't avoid the issues that he has taken and defended. And, you know, I, as a Roman Catholic, okay, was deeply, deeply offended at the honor my fellow Catholics gave him last weekend at Notre Dame University.
Chris, I'm not even a Catholic, and I was appalled by that.
Yep, yep.
I mean, look, it's one thing to talk about dialogue, and let's face it, commencement ceremonies are not about dialogue. You hire somebody, well, in this case, the president can't be paid for a speech, but you bring in a commencement speaker for a monologue. So this crap about dialogue is just ridiculous. Sorry. this was not about dialogue. And the Catholic Church does not dialogue about murder. We have taken a 2,000-year stance against it, okay? We had a Didache. It's one of the first major theological documents of the early church, which made it crystal clear abortion is murder, and that has been the consistent teaching for 2,000 years. So what the Notre Dame University is doing, inviting in and honoring the major abortion advocate of our times, is beyond me.
Chris, if you do me a favor, please, and Chris, if you could do me a favor and pick up your handset. For some reason, that speaker connection that we've got in your office is really just starting to splatter.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Go ahead with your passion. I want to hear it. I enjoy hearing it on this day.
So what I'm saying is that, listen, there is, for those of you who are not Catholic out there, don't be confused. The Catholic Church has not changed its message. One of the highest-ranking officials of the Vatican Supreme Court called the honor the greatest scandal. And believe me, Vatican officials who move like dinosaurs on change in the church, they rarely make dramatic statements. They are very diplomatic normally, okay? And Archbishop Burke of the Vatican came to the United States from Rome and addressed the Catholic prayer breakfast in Washington days before that honor of Obama at Notre Dame, and he called it the greatest scandal. How much more clear can you be? Now, the Pope does not, as a head of state, does not pronounce on every development in the world. He could be issuing press conferences every 60 seconds about developments of grave problems in the world, of course. He doesn't do it. But that was a clear statement that, from the head of our church, that they don't agree with this honor. And but anyway, let's get back to the general American attitude towards life. It is improving, and that is good news. And I blame it partly on Obama.
Hold on, Chris. I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that we're getting more and more Americans that are beginning to believe that a baby is a sacred thing and should not be aborted in this country.
I'm saying that. Now, I'm saying there are plenty of Americans that still describe them as pro-choice, and we have a lot of contradictions here in America. We have a lot of people that call themselves pro-life, and then they vote for people that are not because they don't put this as the highest priority value, and that's how Barack Obama got elected. There were other reasons that he got elected. But a lot of people who thought he was going to try and truly act to decrease abortions, which he said, he's done everything possible to increase abortions, and he's now talking about adding federal funding of abortion first in the District of Columbia, which Congress has to approve. He's put in the 2010 budget funding for the District of Columbia abortions, then later military-based abortions, and then lifting the federal ban on abortions for a not life, health, and incest, but all poor women will, under Obama, in all the states, have the right to a federal-funded abortion. This was stopped with the Hyde Amendment in 1974, and even under the Clinton administration, we had no federal funding of 99% of abortions in this country. Obama wants to change that. He talks a great game about respect for conscience, but what about those of us who believe abortion is murder, not based on religion? We may be motivated by faith to get involved in the cause, but life for us, it's a matter of scientific fact that it begins at the beginning. It's pure science. We defend human beings that are Homo sapiens, that have genetic makeup, not of frogs and toads, but of human beings. You know, women still in the Homo sapien category, they bear children, human beings, they don't bear other types of animal species. And when they are growing in their mother's tummies, they're going to be, or they are, depending on your point of view, they're human beings.
Chris Slattery is our guest today, and he is a huge advocate for the rights of people.
Wrong. We shouldn't have to pay for it.
Chris Slattery is our guest today, and he's a huge advocate for against abortion and for the rights of unborn children and babies to be able to live, even though their mothers may make poor decisions. Chris, I'm not the brightest light bulb in the bunch, so kind of talk to me like I'm a six-year-old here. How does the government justify the fact that if a woman is murdered and she's pregnant at the time, they can charge the man with two homicides, but yet if the woman chooses to end that pregnancy, it is a benefit of being an American. Justifiable government go get there?
Ironic. That is ironic. Now, this is not a federal position. Some states do provide a special crime for someone who attacks the mother and harms her unborn baby. It's two crimes. It's a crime against the woman, and it's a crime against the child. So we have to move in those states that do not provide for a separate criminal act against the unborn child. We have to move in that direction, because that certainly makes it clear in the public mind that if you attack a mother who's pregnant with the intention of killing her baby, that you've committed a crime against that child. And in some states, it's not a crime to attack the mother's child in the womb. It is a crime to actually intentionally try to abort her if you're not a doctor. But if you punch her in the stomach, in some states, you're just punching a woman in the stomach.
Hold on a second. First of all, how are we defining what is a human being, what is a life, and what isn't a life? Okay, we've had some Ustreamers on here trying to compare this to killing a spotted owl. You know what? Get a grip, people. There's no comparison between the two.
Well, what Weston Weingau said is we put people in jail for killing a spotted owl, but turn a blind eye when a person kills an unborn baby. You know, I think that's legitimate.
Hold on. Let's define what is life and what isn't life. Bottom line is, and Chris, you can come back and handle this after our break here because we're going to go to one, but I need to take a second. First of all, the breath of life. If you religious right folks out there, and I've read the Bible through more than probably most people that are listening, okay? It talks about God breathed the breath of life into them, which means they were then alive. They were then a human being.
What were they before that?
They were not that. They didn't have a soul. They were not born yet.
Baloney.
You know what? You want to define the Bible to fit your own specific beliefs.
No, you're just taking one verse, one thing out of a Bible.
Give me another to prove it. Folks, when we get back, Chris, if you want to handle that, great. I think you're wrong, Mac. Bottom line, it doesn't compare to a spot. Bottom line, they should not be put in jail if a baby's not born yet. It's not a life yet, period.
It's Max World Live starring the baby killer.
No.
I'm J. Michael McCoy, and we'll be back live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you, too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
The best in Internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best Internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
25 minutes before the top of the hour, live here at MaxWorldLive.com. It is the kickoff to Memorial Weekend, and it is the weekend that I hope we all take the time to remember those soldiers that went before us, those 4,000-plus that have died in the last 6 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also say a prayer to those nameless people who died in the Civil War and who died in the World War I and World War II. You may not have known anybody. You may not have been related to anybody, but it is liberty, and it is freedom, and it is what we celebrate in this country. And I hope you take the time to display a flag. I hope you take the time to say a prayer. I hope you take the time to call your mom or your dad or your kids or your brother or your sister or your son or your daughter or just an old friend. Just tell them you love them. Tell them thanks.
You bet.
For being a great American and being part of this country that we love so dearly.
That's right.
Our guest today is Chris Slattery. He is a passionate man when it comes to the battle against women being able to kill babies on their own and the opinions of people like Rooster who feel that it's perfectly acceptable to kill an unborn child.
I did not say it's perfectly acceptable. What I said was there are times when it is acceptable, but you folks on this religious right don't understand. They haven't even read your own Bibles yet. And, I mean, I got three different versions here. I got the King James, the Living Bible, and the Revised Standard. And it's pretty easy. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Okay.
Guys, quit telling me otherwise.
So you're telling me that God... What is the child between conception and birth?
It's not a living soul.
Sure it is. It's got its own DNA. Part of the mother.
You know what?
It's its own separate living, growing human being.
Here you go. You read the Bible. Well, you don't even read the Bible. You've told me that. You haven't even taken the time to read it from cover to cover. So my point here is you don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, would you define... You're defining that...
Why? Let me ask you something. why are you making this a religious thing?
Because you
why
all
isn't
do.
This a human right? I haven't once.
You
to
normally
me, this
do.
Is a human rights issue.
Okay.
The rights of a human called a baby that has been entrusted to her mother who has decided because she got drunk on too many Mai Tais
okay.
and opened her leg to some guy she doesn't know. Now she'll go in and kill the baby because it's convenient for her.
Okay, bottom line is you, Streamer, let me tell you something. I do believe in God and I do believe in the Bible. I just read it to you. I just found it. Okay, and I believe exactly what it says. Breath of life became a living soul.
She's getting you riled up today, isn't this West Des Moines guy? She's got to chill out a little bit.
Okay.
Go jump in the ice machine or something.
It's a theological... Okay, for Christians, okay, Aaron, all right. It's a theological issue. Our decision should be based on our absolute moral authority being God's word. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And really, when it comes down... And Chris started it here. Chris, I'm sorry... But you started it because I asked you in the very hold on because I asked in the very beginning what moved him to this position to do what he's doing, and what did he say? I became a Christian, a better Christian, a bigger Christian, whatever. So it was started based on a Christian view. All right, I'm done.
Now,
you go ahead and do something.
Let me clarify that, please, gentlemen. You asked me what was my motivation, okay? That is what brought me to take a look at why I should spend my life in a vocation of serving the poorest of the poor and the most defenseless. But my reason goes hand in hand with my faith. And we, as Christians, study the world and study science. It is not that I take all of my instruction on how to live in the world from only the Bible. I study science, and the church has been a great advocate of science throughout the centuries. And it was the great renaissance and the study of the natural world was really at the encouragement of Christianity. And we have many, many good Christian scientists who have led advances in modern medicine, and it is science that informs me of what are members of the human race, and it is Christianity that motivates me to take care of those members of the human race. But I don't get up in the morning and say, well, okay, my Bible tells me unborn children are people. It is just common sense, good natural law.
I don't agree with you at all, Chris. I'm sorry. I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree.
Science that we have to base our common law on.
So you're defining the science for us, I guess. Greg, knock yourself out.
Well, but he's got a good point. If you don't want to go down the religious road, then how about the scientific road that after conception there's an individual human being growing inside the womb of the mother, and the mother does not have the right to end that life.
Exactly.
Look here, you,
about who are members of the human race.
That's a
and
suck up,
who
man.
Are do we find in the human community? You can't prove with any credibility that an unborn child is anything but a human being. I mean, it is a growing entity which you don't attach any value to. You're using the Bible to defend that, and that's, first of all, absurd.
Chris.
Taught for 2,000 years that abortion is an abominable crime, and you're using the Bible to defend the killing? Well, you formed your own church of one, and I don't think you're going to get too many followers.
Whatever you want to say. West Des Moines gal, let me tell you something. On the chat, do not even consider comparing this to the Hitler killing Jews that were alive and children that were alive speaking, talking, walking. Again, you're nuts. Don't compare it that way. That's ridiculous.
Well, read what she said.
I read what she said.
Okay.
I read what she said.
Our guest is Chris.
I have some great Jewish friends in New York, Dr. Bernard Nathanson,
yes,
one of the great abortion leaders in the late 60s, early 70s. I am his confirmation sponsor. He is a Jewish Christian now. He has compared this to a Holocaust, the 50 million unborn children that have been slaughtered. Rabbi Yehuda Levin, good friend of mine. He speaks annually at the March for Life. He has compared this mass killing to the Holocaust. It is a special case. We don't use the word loosely. We have to be careful. We don't want to offend the millions of Jewish people and their survivors. There was a heinous mass genocide of people because of the religious beliefs that were taken in by the evil Nazis in World War II.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm not saying that everybody that's pro-choice is an evil Nazi like Hitler. Okay. But what we did see that led up to the apathy, indifference, and then hatred of Jews in Germany. We saw mass indifference to the handicapped. The first solution that came out of Nazism was the destruction of the handicapped and the injection by many thousands of German doctors of living adults who were no longer considered useful to society. That's at the other end of the spectrum. That's the way we're going as well with the advancement of doctor-assisted suicide. So, I mean, there's a complete spectrum of a culture of death in this country that goes from the womb to the before the tomb.
It's 16 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to take our last break. Our guest is Chris Slattery, a passionate man. I could listen to him all day long. He's filled with facts, and he's filled with knowledge, and he's filled with wisdom on why killing an unborn child is wrong under a religious sense, under a human rights sense, under...
Are you going to check for this?
I can't imagine why it would be okay anywhere. But we'll continue this conversation, and maybe, just maybe, when we come back, we can kind of clear the trees from the forest and see if maybe we can figure out where we can head on this subject in the country, or is this going to be the everlasting battle until God finally comes back to earth and says, hey, you baby killers, commandment number one, thou shalt not murder.
It says thou shalt not kill.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Live in MaxWorldLive.com, starring Rooster McRoberts. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things.
Said.
God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy that's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Rod Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
Essential Body Wear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear Representatives.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it."
"Wait a minute.
Why did your company give her so much credit?
Because that's how we make money.
I don't have enough money.
That's not my problem.
That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem.
She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game.
But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired.
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com.
12 minutes before the top of the hour and 12 minutes before our weekend starts for Memorial Day. And I just thank you for taking the time to listen. For those of you that live in the same community I am, Woodlands Parkway, south off of Hickman at about 130th. If you drive down that road, you'll see my 12 American flags that I display every year for Memorial Weekend. And on those American flags, there's a little yellow ribbon, and on the name of that, on that yellow ribbon is the name of somebody who died in 9/11, a fireman, an EMT, a policeman, or just some innocent American sitting in a building trying to do their job feeding their family. Whatever you do this weekend, take the time to say a prayer and thank the good Lord for all the freedoms we have and all those people who chose to or unfortunately were put in harm's way without their choice to make sure that this country continues to be the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I appreciate very much you taking the time to listen to this radio program today here called MaxWorldLive.com. If you go to MaxWorldLive.com, if you happen to be listening to this on TalkZone, if you go to MaxWorldLive.com, you'll also see that we have a visual component to this radio station. In our studio here, we have 4 HD cameras, which allow us to pick up all different kinds of shots of Rooster, and also we have the ability to put up our guest picture. And as you're seeing right now, there's Chris Slattery. He's our guest, and he is an absolute anti-abortionist. And I know you're getting a lot of questions coming from the chat room, and you're getting fired up.
Well, here's the thing.
You need to chill out. You're going to have a heart attack.
You can't make abortion illegal. First of all, if you do that, in my estimation, then you open up the back alleys, and guess what, folks? Get your clothes hangers ready, because
whoa.
What's going to happen.
All right, so we don't do the right thing because somebody's going to break the law. The right thing as a country would be to say killing babies is wrong. But you say we should say it's okay because then people can murder legally.
You know what? Why aren't you a politician? Because you just know exactly how to spin this little web to fit
you. I'm not spinning anything. You want to make murder legal because you're afraid somebody will break the law and go into a back alley and risk their lives and the life of the unborn child because they're choosing to break the law. That's a ridiculous reason to have a law.
All right, Brad, we're talking in circles. Let's go back to our guest.
Chris, how you doing? I got just
a
couple minutes.
Great,
wrap this up today.
We're fired up today. And I want to ask for your prayers for, by the way, on this Memorial Day weekend. I have a sister-in-law on the front line in our third tour in Iraq, a master sergeant, in the United States Army, and I'm very proud of her. She leaves behind 2 beautiful children in Arizona. And we had a good friend who was a big supporter, a police officer, Mr. Frank Dominguez, whose life was taken in the trade towers. So I'm with all of you Americans, no matter what your position on life.
Amen.
I'm with you all on this Memorial Day, honoring our fallen and those that are fighting for our freedom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, Chris, and we will definitely do that.
Chris Slattery, thank you very much. If you go to our tribe page on MaxWorldLive.com, go to the tribe page. You'll see Chris's picture, and you can look up his bio and find a way to contact with him and get close to his blog and find more ways to connect to good Americans like Chris Slattery. Chris, thanks for being a part of Max World Live today on this kickoff to the Memorial Weekend. I appreciate that.
Great debate, guys. I really enjoyed it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
All right, and we've been talking about, obviously, one of the most passionate conversations that I don't think will ever end. I don't think there will ever be a consensus on whether abortion should be done or not. I do think the conversation needs to be had on whether abortion should be legal. I think that's the conversation. They will, as Rooster said, they will always be done. There will always be women who choose to not take the responsibility of their actions and go ahead and say, I got pregnant, got knocked up, I don't really like the guy, I was drunk, I didn't, you know, I just need to get rid of this baby. There will always be those people. But let me tell you why I'm so passionate against abortion. And I don't think there's a better way to wrap up this conversation.
So you're going to get the last word. Is that what you're going to say to me?
Go ahead. You say whatever you want, and then I'll have the last word.
No. Actually, what I'm going to do right now, and I want everybody to hear this, I'm not going to say a word. You just go ahead and do it. And I'm walking off the camera.
Well, you can stay if you want. You don't have to be a baby and walk away. I'm just...
No, I'm going to listen.
I believe, my friend...
Continue.
I believe... Get over here on camera, because people like to see your Elmer Fuddy face. I believe that my reason against abortion is more powerful than yours for it. Now, you can disagree. That's okay. There's no right or wrong. But I truly believe...
No, it's my show, too, darling. Let me tell you.
Hey,
Thank you. Continue.
You can't do that. The people can't all see the chat. Let me tell you why I'm so passionate against abortion. And if somebody can trump this, and I'm not trying to say whose, you know, thing is bigger here, but let me tell you why. In 1958, my biological mother was a freshman in college, and she had an affair. She had a relationship with a married man, and she got pregnant. And in 1958, abortion was illegal. And my biological mother is an amazing woman, and she decided that killing a child was not only illegal, but it's something she couldn't do. So she went to Child Savings in Omaha, spent 5 months there, and gave birth to me. And I was given up for adoption and raised by amazing parents in Beatrice, Nebraska, my mom and dad. When I was 18, and to this day, I have created a relationship with my biological mother, and I love her dearly. And she has said to me many, many times, and by the way, she's a liberal, big liberal, Superior Court Justice on the bench for over 20 years. She grew to be an amazing woman. But she told me that had Roe versus Wade been in effect in 1958, if she could have legally killed that unborn child, I wouldn't be here today. There's no greater reason on the face of this earth to be against abortion. And I'm living proof.
And I'm glad you're here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Memorial Weekend. Remember those people that came before us that gives me the opportunity to say what I just said. And those people that came before us that gave Rooster the opportunity to say what he just said.
Yep.
And we voice our opinions, and we thank our God out loud and in public, and we criticize our politicians, and we debate the rights and wrongs and the moralities and the Christianity and God and all of that live in the public airways. We do that because people have gone before us and died. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Tuesday morning live at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In MaxWorld, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.